Hi, everybody.
Hello, my lovely, 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 lovely people. This is your Q&A time, but of course it's never just about that. This is our opportunity to just come together, whether you're listening live or listening to the recording, but this is all where we're at right now. No matter what that looks like, no matter how much of the course you've done, not done, maybe you've just listened and incorporated nothing, maybe you're only listening to this and you've read one other thing, you're all welcome here. There is no judgment. There is no, I should have. There's no guilt about that. Just the fact that you registered to be in this program is like a virtual, hey, I want to be seen in a way that makes me feel good, that makes me feel like this is who I am, that this person, Robin, me, hi, I see you. I see you as you are now, and I see you for who you're becoming every moment of every day. And it's all beautiful. Even the hot mess moments, they're awesome too. And so I wanted to begin, before we go into the questions, or maybe we won't even get to the questions. No, we'll get to some questions, I promise, about where I'm currently at. Because I am in wellness land, feeling a little bit of, as we like to say, feeling all the feels, all the emotions, all the feelings, all the beautiful moments and all the funky moments. So what I mean by that is we have days where we wake up and we feel like fresh, like there's almost like we took a magic shower overnight and we wake up emerging from that shower and just feel like that morning dew moment, the birds are chirping, and you know, maybe it's not quite like that, but some version of that for you. But you just wake up and you feel that energy of connectedness, that energy of thoughtfulness, that energy of support and direction and confidence. And some days we wake up just the total opposite of that. We just feel the chest, that the overwhelm, the funk, the opposite of freedom and the opposite of peace and the opposite of joy. And it may not be all that bad, right? There might not be a big, like, negative thing happening. There might not be anything wrong, really, but just it's this whisper inside of you. It's this knowing that, like, I'm just not feeling that great. And that's been how I've been feeling lately. And for me, the road that got me here, there's a few things, and I'll kind of like work my way through this because this isn't scripted. This is just me sharing with you guys, is I know that I've been going through a cycle of just a lot of stuff, a lot of things happening, a lot of good, a lot of okay, but just big, big things happening in my work, in my personal life, travel. It's just been a lot. And most of it are blessings and things that I'm grateful for, right? It's like, look at these problems, quote unquote. But it's just been a lot, and a lot is a lot. And a lot can leave me feeling exhausted, drained, tired. A lot, feeling a lot and feeling funky is the difference often between me getting out the door for a 20-minute run and me laying on the couch and growing that feeling, right? So it's like we're constantly watering a plant inside of us. It's like, which plant are we watering, right? Are we watering the one that allows us to get outside for that fresh air? Or are we watering the one that keeps us on the couch Netflixing when we don't want to be, right? When it's not our intention. And I realized through this, you know, I'm like, what's going on here? You know, what's happening? And it's, we're so busy, and it's not even the holidays yet, right? It's like a little bit, like Halloween began, and we've got Thanksgiving coming up for those of you in America, and like, you know, and everyone where there's Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, all of that's happening. It's just we haven't even gotten to like nearly the apex of this, or even the pre-apex of this. Like, it's just we're still in this pre-stage, and yet everyone I've connected with has been feeling the same. And I'm just like, whoa, it's just a funky time. And so a couple things I want to say about this. When I feel like this, I know it means I'm on the verge of something big. I know it means that there's like a bigger, deeper calling that I need to show up for. and the bullshit is percolating to keep me from shining my brightest self. That the voices of fear and doubt come up again. You know, that old shit of who am I to do this? Who am I to talk about this? Who am I to put this out into the world? Who am I to teach this? And no matter how many years you're doing it, and books and programs and people and you guys, it comes up. And for me, what I've learned and what has been the most amazing gift that I get to teach is it all leads to something beautiful. It's the breakdown before the breakthrough. It's the shit just got really, really real. It's the I know I need to do that. I know I need to step into that position, but I'm really, really scared. But it means that's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. It's the same hysterical cries that I used to go through before it was time for me to get on stage and perform as a kid. It was the, like, shakeout of the emotions and the feelings and the fear. It was my ego trying to keep me back and keep me back and keep me playing small because that's what our egos want to do. And I knew I had to step through that. And working with you guys in this way and realizing what I've realized about how we can work together next has brought all of this up for me. It's made things feel harder than they need to be. It hasn't felt as easy or as fun as it usually does. And that's because it's really, really, really big. So that was a lot. So I'll just take a breath. And the other giant piece of this, the part, so that's kind of like, you know, I teach and live in the same way. You, for those of you who know me well at this point, I feel like you do. It's the emotional and it's the practical. So that was all the emotional component of this. The who am I, right? The who am I to be the Marianne Williamson quote or, you know, bright and shiny bowl, whatever it is, all that good stuff. Who am I? The emotional component. And then there's the very practical. There's a part of me that, like, had the best time kicking butt during a meal prep course. You know, just raged that whole time in joy of like, let's do this here, boom, boom, boom. And I got to eat the food, and it was just amazing. I had Emily and my helpers, and it was just like, let's go. You know, that can feel all these feelings and the funk and still shake out the what needs to be done. And my new level of the practical for me and what has anchored me through the funky waves, the great moments and the ugh moments and the just not feeling so good moments has been all summed up in one word, one big word, and that is commitment. Full-blown, complete and total commitment in a new way like I'd never thought of it or experienced it before. And my commitment to honoring commitment is what has shifted this to me, for me, into this magical place. This place where I'm able to share this with you guys. This place where I'm able to dance it out, to feel it out, to then turn to a really nourishing, delicious dinner that I'm eating tonight, butternut squash, salmon, and kale. Like, I'm turning to that. I didn't go to our favorite paleo place here. Emily actually was working from there, and I had that initial little flutter wanting to ask her to bring me a blondie and a whoopie pie and all these things. I would have been like, oh, I'll have a couple treats over the next days, which I know I would have sat and eaten all at once. I didn't even get past the half a thought. This word, commitment, this full embodiment of it. That is what has shifted all of this for me in a new way, in a way that I've never experienced before in any of my work and all the years of me doing this in any program I've ever taught before. Just this new, deeper level. And, of course, that naturally got me thinking about you guys and what your next level of commitment is. So, at the end of this call, I am so grateful to get to have the opportunity to share with you on the phone. Like, I get to do this live instead of just in an email, which I'll get to do too. But just to not have this space to express myself this way, which comes so much more naturally to me. So I'm going to be sharing about a very, very time-sensitive, like, soul-shaking opportunity for you to take the next step. Because your healthiest you is wrapping up. It's been an awesome freaking ride, but there's a big now what for you guys, for me, and it took me some time to get to what that was meant to be, of what I had to share with you guys that I could not keep for myself and the original women that experienced it any longer. Okay, so I'm going to dive into what that is a bit more at the end of this call. So I'll take another good breath together, a glass of water, feels good. Maybe a little body shake out if you can, a little shoulder shake, a little handshake. Handshake is always so good. Even if you do nothing, you just like flap your fingers, they love it. Oh, inviting in some good breath. And I'm going to open it up for questions, and also I'm going to open it up for sharing. You know, if like I said, I'm never married to a script. If you guys, you know, questions isn't what we need to be talking about right now, and what I just shared is what you guys need to be talking about, that's okay too. But if you also have, like, a question about, you know, drinking wine, which we received one, it's all welcome. You guys, like I said, know me well enough at this point to know that the emotional and the practical are all a part of who we are and all get to have some time to play. So if you're joining us live on the line, I'd like to give you guys priority. Like I said, just go ahead and unmute yourself and ask or share away. Do not be shy. There's a lot of you on this call live. I know there's enough of you here that at least a good handful of you are eager to talk. So I'm being quiet for a moment. Go ahead.
Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Joy. How are you?
Hi, Joy. I'm doing
Hi,
great.
How are you?
Well, you just heard all how I am. So.
anyway, I'm great, and thank you so much for this amazing course. It's been awesome, and for sharing your truth with us in such an amazing, heartfelt way. I guess, you know, I ask because I find that it's really helpful for all of us. We can feel alone and isolated in whatever challenges we face around food, even when things come up that we think we've conquered, and then they come back again in maybe a different way, but in a way that's still painful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does it look like for you, if you're willing to share, not deep details, but just generally, like, when you're feeling this way, how does it express itself in your health habits?
You mean in the negative ways that it shows up?
I guess, like the things
okay.
that are like upsetting you right now, is it like because you've had the travel and it disrupts things and it's hard to be out of the routine, or do you feel like it's something else that creates this, and how do you feel like you suggest when we face those things, how do you like to move forward? I mean,
okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's a mix of the practical and the emotional. So the practical is, yes, it's travel. It's out of my routine. It's, you know, for example, I was just at my brother-in-law's wedding and staying in a house, and what I should have done, even though I never like saying that phrase and I never coach that way, but I'm just saying it anyways because I'm, you know, we can be hard on ourselves sometimes. What I should have done is the day I got there, gone to the supermarket. I needed to go and get my own food, things that made me feel good. It didn't happen the first day. I was so enjoying just doing nothing, you know, being on the beach. Navy was napping. I was resting, you know, resting, just chilling out and just eating whatever was there. And it wasn't necessarily unhealthy. It was a salad with a Greek dressing, and there was some other stuff. I can't remember, some edamame, whatever. But it's what was around. So I just ate, and it was fine. But the wedding got busy over the next few days, and, like, that's pretty – we just ate what was around the house. And so after a few days of not eating fresh, whole foods that make me feel my best, what do you think happens, right? My, like – that starts to be your reality. One unhealthy choice that leads to the next unhealthy choice starts to make you feel like an unhealthy person. And then the mind frame of the emotional starts to kick in, and you go, well, this is who I am, right? So when people aren't looking, I'm going to sneak a third piece of wedding cake. I start to go in those old behaviors of sneaking food, overeating, eating past the point of being full, you know, eating because somebody else is. And mind you, this is still for me, if you think of like all those things I just said on a scale of like 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, it's still dialed down. Let's say my worst is a 10. You know, this weekend, like, my worst was still like a 4 or 5. Like, it wasn't insane. The pieces of cake were teeny tiny. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like a half a cake, which could have very potentially happened in my heyday. So it still has dialed down. And so that's kind of the practical of what's been happening, you know, as I said, the travel, right? So that's a real reason that's been going on. The emotional part is the other piece that I shared, is that I know that there's a big shift happening for me. I know that the next, you know, way that I'm meant to work in my work, you know, with you guys, brings up a lot for me. You know, who am I to offer something like this? There's other coaches out there. And what I've learned is to just take it all as a really good sign, because it means, like I said, like you're doing a little bit of a shakeout before things are ready to change. It's the breakdown before the breakthrough. So how I work with that and through that is I now at this point, since I've been on it for so many years, I recognize it faster. I turn to my own coach. I went deeper into the work of my own training that I'm going to be incorporating into my coaching practice as well. I invested in a very, very high-level coaching program. You know, I went deeper into that. I got an accountability buddy. I outed myself. I shared with my husband what was going on. And mostly I just chose to not hide behind it. I didn't allow myself to go, you know, to that, dial the number back up again and again and again. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Robin.
You're welcome, Joy. I'm so glad that you were a part of the program and you just said yes. And I knew you were meant to be a part of it, and I'm glad
it was
awesome. Such a positive experience for you. So,
thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Hi, Robin. Okay. It's Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We say good, but what does that mean?
Yeah, we say good, but you guys know what we do. Yeah, right? So funny.
So I guess I have a question with regard to, and I don't want to say cheating because it shouldn't be looked at as cheating, but when you are working really hard at eating clean most of the time and you're deciding to, you know, have indulgences some of the time, and there are planned indulgences. So, like, I've eaten really clean this week because I know that I'm going out to this dinner and I really want to enjoy it and I want to order what I want off the menu.
Mm-hmm.
How do you navigate not having those guilty feelings after and being able to, like, be in the moment and enjoy it because you deserve it, but I still find myself sometimes being upset about it? And another thing that I, you know, semi-related, semi-separately, often struggle with is comparing myself to others. So not just, you know, the normal physical, but I'm sitting here and I'm eating really clean while the person next to me is eating what I really want to be eating, and that's really
Okay. So one thing, great question. So thank you for being so honest, because that's like, that's some legit emotional stuff right there, right? Like that's real. That's really real. So first off, I want to share with you, like, if you've been kind of having that struggle in your mind for your whole life, it's going to take a little while longer to shake that out. Like, I ate and abused myself with food how many years, right? Like a lifetime, basically. And so, you know, we do a program in 6 weeks, or we do a program, maybe it's 6 months, and we expect it to be gone. It may never be gone. And I'm very honest about that in my coaching, right? Like for me, it may never be gone. But over practice and honoring the new ways in which I'm learning and the new things that I'm meant to be teaching, it dials down another notch every year. So know that this takes a long time. And the fact that you're just seeing it and being with it and saying this is something that's coming up for me is huge. One very practical tip, you know, for the dinner, it's not necessarily the mind frame thing, but I think actually for me it kind of is the mind frame thing, because it's chewing. Like, how are you doing with your chewing practice? And if you could just commit in that meal to literally, like, I'm going to put down the fork between bites and chew everything, you know, almost to liquid or to liquid before swallowing, and that is going to be the only principle I follow. And if you can finish that meal and you achieve that, like, you should feel fucking kick ass. Is that something possible, doable? Where are you at with your chewing practice?
You mean in terms of, like, when I'm eating something indulgent and then
able to... No, I mean, like, even this meal, like, it's just daily in your daily habits, and then also in this upcoming, you know, meal that we're using as an example.
I mean, I can do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I do notice a difference when I do it. Like, I am just more mindful of my response to the food, and am I full, and am I enjoying it, or am I just scarfing food down and watching TV type of a thing?
Yeah.
And I could definitely do a better job of that. When I do it, I notice the difference.
Okay. So that's, to me, like, great that that's what's happening in your everyday life. I would say in the meal that's coming up, make that your primary focus. And then other times when you find yourself comparing, same thing. Like, I'm focusing on enjoying my food. I'm focusing on enjoying my food. And that's, you know, if it's really the comparing, like you want to be eating something like unhealthy that they're eating, that might also be a good time for you to focus on how your food is making you feel versus how their plate would make you feel. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that
like
does.
Like, sometimes you can eat the crappy dish and you feel crappy. Like, it's sometimes we make that connection. Sometimes, like, you're ready to eat the crappy dish and it doesn't make you feel crappy. You see what I'm saying? It's like when you – it all comes from that place of desire and connecting to your gut and your intuition of what's right for you in that moment.
Mm-hmm. And I think – and it makes a lot of sense, and I do notice different things when I take the time to do that. I think sometimes, like, a lot of your guidance is – what works for you, and sometimes it's hard for me to connect to that without just listening to all the other bullshit that
comes
into that, you know?
Me too. Me too. Yeah. There's a lot of bullshit out there, and that's why fundamentally the biggest things that I teach, right, are what, like, chewing, which works for everybody because it just slows you down. It makes you more present. It immediately eliminates a good percentage of anything resembling guilt, right? Because you're like, well, I ate that meal really slowly, and I didn't scarf it, and I remember it, and I was present with it. And then the other big thing that I'm teaching is your gut, your own intuition, and cultivating that relationship and coming back to that again and again and again and again, because that is going to be the thing that guides you through everything, along with, right, the practical, being in a program that supports you, that builds this community, that inspires you, that makes you feel like you're part of something that nourishes the you who makes those healthier choices.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let us know how that meal goes.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Robin. This is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. I am so excited to be talking to you live.
Yay! I'm excited to be talking to you guys live. This is so fun.
So I kind of just wanted to share a little bit rather than, because I couldn't really think of a question to ask. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to tell you that, first of all, thank you so much for your product and putting it out. Starting with Go With Your Gut, and I am also a health coach, so I'm a new health coach, so I got my first client, and I will be giving him your book, because I feel like everybody needs to have this book. It's like, you know, the fundamentals, but anyway, so I wanted to thank you again for sharing, you know, your struggles, and I think it's really important that you are transparent, that as, you know, a health coach and you come out with these products and things, that you also struggle, because I've been going through the same thing the past few weeks and reverting back to those old behaviors that I haven't had for a while. And the beginning of the program, I was like full-blown into it and just eating more vegetables and loving sauerkraut, which I never have before. And then all of a sudden, I think maybe the fear of, I guess, doing so well, enjoying healthy food as much as I was, and then getting my first client, it came up and it just sort of scared me. And I think that I'm self-sabotaging now. And, and yeah, so I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you for sharing that. First, congrats on your first client and where you're at and saying yes to this. And congrats to your, you know, breakdown to breakthrough. Like, that's when you know things are getting really real, because that's when it doesn't feel so, like, you know, it's just everything that I said. It's like, oh, my God, what's going on, you know? And that's also a good indicator, too, of when it's time to go deeper, go bigger, you know, take it up a notch. You know what? Screw it. I'm not going to save it for the end. I'm just going to share now. I'm just going to talk about it now. So one major thing, so basically, before I wrote the book, I created this coaching program called Thin From Within, and it was my baby. It was my beautiful baby. It was when you really feel in your life like everything, every experience culminated in something, and it was perfect. It was exactly what you wanted it to be. It was, I just knew about all the elements were exactly what was meant to be there. So Thin From Within was my high-level, intimate coaching experience for 15 women. And I did it for 2 terms for a year, and it was amazing. It was amazing. It's still, those workshops, those videos I did, I still watch them. I still am like, oh, my God, this is exactly, yes, this is all yes. This is all full body yes. And then I stopped doing it. And things happened, right? I got pregnant. I got a book deal. But ultimately, I just got really scared. I got really scared of the commitment of working with women that way, just holding them in such a deeper level of support, you know, carrying all these women in my heart, because it was so small and intimate, and working one-on-one, you know, having one-on-one coaching sessions, having a weekly connection, you know, months and months of an ongoing program. And then also, I included a retreat, like a full immersion weekend with me in New York or virtually online. And it's now that I've realized and come full circle in all of my experiences, I realize, like, oh, my God, this has been the thing that's been this little teeny vibration underneath all of this work that's just been dying to be rebirthed again, to be offered again, and to be there again for the 15 women that are meant to be in it. Because it's exactly about what you just said, Lauren. You know, you get into something, you do the work, you go balls out, you show up, and then something comes up that makes it really real, and we find all the reasons to not show up in that way. And what's so incredible about this coaching program that I'm now officially opening for you guys to join is that it isn't about whether you did it or didn't. It's about adjusting how you do the work. It's about recognizing that, yeah, you need one-on-one support. Yes, you need more interaction with me. Yes, you need a retreat on the calendar to look forward to have what we're doing right here, right now, for 2.5 days, to have that kind of space. And I'm not necessarily saying that, like, oh, my coaching program is like the answer for everything. But do you see the connection that I'm making between my getting scared of sharing that with the world and the complete and total need, and that's exactly what I'm meant to be doing, and how that's likely mirrored in a lot of you guys in the exact same way? You know, what is the next thing that you need, whether it's, you know, I'm talking about your health coaching here, or whatever it is that you have going on in your life? What is the thing that you know has been just that little voice inside of you that you haven't been listening to, that has kept you feeling just even a little bit funky, or breaking through to that next level of how you work through your food shit that's coming up again and again?
Mm.
And so, okay. I'll talk a little bit more about the coaching program because I want to come back to some of the questions too. But if you guys are interested, like I said, I only have 15 spots. I am only sharing this with you first, like right now, everyone live on the call, then you guys in the morning. And then I'll probably open up to just my community, but I'm not putting this out there in the world. I'm not doing Facebook Live videos yet. I'm not, you know, tweeting about it, not Instagramming about it, really. This is really for you guys because I know that the 15 slots are going to go fast. And there's just something about the women that have been through Your Healthiest You in some capacity that are like the absolute perfect people to do this next level of support, that you're like in my groove, you've come along the book road, you've come along some of the Your Healthiest You road, and now you're like, okay, like just how I knew that I needed to invest in a bigger coaching for me to program for myself to start to get really real and to start to get serious, and to start to go to the next place that I knew that I was meant to, it's the same thing for you guys. So if what I'm talking about, I know I haven't even gone over the details yet. I'm like flinging things on my desk. I'm actually holding a little heart in my hand that I just like threw out. So if you guys want to reserve a spot, basically email Emily. You have the email address. It's support@yourhealthiestyou.com. So right now, support@yourhealthiestyou.com. Let her know that you're interested in one of the 15 slots for Thin From Within. She'll go over the details with you. Probably easiest to just jump on the phone. It is a bigger commitment. It is a 4-month program. In it, you get 2 video workshop calls. So kind of how the food prep was, it's you see me. There's a video workshop. You get 1 one-on-one coaching call per month. So you'll have 4 of those total. 2 of them are with me. So you have 2 coaching sessions with me, and 2 coaching sessions will be with Emily. And those will get alternated. And then you also get a live Q&A call like this. So just jump on in, ask your questions. Those will likely be more questioning phone calls, but I can't promise that either. And then over the 4 months, like I said, there's also a retreat in NYC, and you can join remotely if getting here is something that will be challenging for you. And, oh, my God, the retreat is – it's so mind-blowing, I stopped doing it. How about that? So amazing and transformative that it got like too bright like the sun, and I had to like take a step back. And so I'm now recognizing that I've been doing that. And again, I understand why there were some other things that needed to happen, but it's time. It's time for me to show up this way for you guys as well. So like I said, it is a higher level of commitment. It is 4 months. We officially begin in January, but if you join now, we're going to include all these other bonuses for you I may or may not address on this call. We're making it as easy of a yes for you as possible. Basically, we're going to make Your Healthiest You free if you join soon. And like I said, the email Emily, she'll get you the details. We're going to send an email tomorrow or today or whenever you're listening to this call. You should have an email with the details, obviously not if you're live, but we are making this as easy as possible for you to say yes. So let me ask first, because Lauren, if you had any follow-up questions that you wanted to ask about, just about your share, anything else that's come for you up for you. And then I actually think that we have Sandy, who is an alum, who she's in Your Healthiest You, but she did Fin From Within for the full year. So she did the first six-month cycle, and then she did the second six-month cycle, which now it's a four-month program. I've changed it. It's a little bit different, but she basically got the work and what was experienced through that. So, Sandy, I don't know if you're live on the line, if you want to share.
I am.
Hi.
I am. Hello.
I'm giving you a big hug. I love you so much.
Thank you. Oh, my God, I love you, too. And, yes, I unmuted, like, 3 minutes ago thinking, oh, my God, I want to talk. I want to say something.
Yay.
But, And it was funny because I couldn't remember if I was in for 6 months or a year, but you answered the question. I mean, it became my life. It just became something that I did. So I started out working with Robin, I don't even know when, like 2.5 years ago, I think that's about right. And that process transitioned. The first program I ever did was Rockstar Roadmap. I'm not sure if you're even still doing that anymore.
Oh, my God. So Rockstar Roadmap just so you guys know, Rockstar Roadmap was the roadmap for Go With Your Gut. Like, that was my workshopping the Go With Your Gut book. And that was a virtual program, kind of similar to the structure of Your Healthiest You. But very me, 4 or 5 years ago kind of material, but still great. Like, I still do offer, and sometimes I throw in a bonus or I put it back for sale because I've listened to that too, and it's still freaking awesome. Because in case you guys haven't noticed, I don't release anything unless I can't handle how good it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know what I'm saying. When I'm teaching, it's, like, not even me. Like, it's partially me, but it's not. But I don't release anything unless it's, like, oh, my God, this is the shit. I cannot wait to scream from the rooftops about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I started with that, and then I guess then you started Your Healthiest You, that program, and then that evolved for me into Thin From Within. And, yes, somebody, I don't know who just commented, somebody, message just popped up on Facebook. Oh my God, a retreat with Robin. Yes. Amazing. It was like the most spectacular 2 days ever. You know, I still do, and, you know, I still fix some of the meals that we cooked together. I have a new addiction for figs since that program. I don't know that I'd ever had a fig before, sitting in your living room and eating a fig. And now I have what I call my fig dealer here at the farmer's market. He's awesome. He's saving me three or four little quarts of figs for the Sunday. So truly, I've got my kale dealer, my kombucha dealer, and my fig dealer. So, Thin From Within kind of just took everything that I had been kind of slowly doing to the next level, and it just made it all very real, very me. Customized. It wasn't always, our coaching calls were not always about food. They might have been like about what random shit was going on with me and my business or my family or something. And so as a result, you know, Robin, I think you and I have gotten very close through that process, which was, you know, wonderful. And I realized that I got more out of it anytime I shared a little bit more with you instead of keeping you at an arm's length. You know, she's my coach. I can't tell her anything that isn't food or poop related. Like, no. I mean, I think if we, you know, if I share a little bit, then you understand the bigger picture of who I am and, you know, my challenges or my successes, and we could all enjoy that. And I don't know who said it earlier, Jen, somebody said that they, use your book, and I have given your book to my mom and my sister and, you know, friends, and you know, my mom has, of course, because she's got more time than I do, has cooked more recipes in your book than I have. But, you know, it's my little go-to. Oh, I want to, you know, try something new this weekend. I just ate for the first time your little gelatin squares. I've never tried those before, and they were wonderful. I put a little too much lime. I needed to balance it with some lemon, but I didn't have any lemon at the time. So just little things. So I don't know. Thin from within, if you're on the fence, just do it. It's like the thing to do. If, you know, this isn't right for you, you will know it. But if you're thinking about it, then you need it. And just dive in. You won't have a regret ever.
Thank you, Sandy. I adore you. You're the best. Seriously.
Just
the perfect example
amazing.
Of you're just the perfect example of like you said, this stuff can very much live in our heads, right? Like you know, we got a lot of questions. Let me pull up. You know, like alcohol and what to do for the holidays and eliminating diet soda and, you know, adding fat into our diets and a lot of these kinds of questions. But that's the stinky brain stuff, right? That's not the stuff that's who we are. That's the stuff that always flows in and flows out, and I address that in Thin From Within too. But really, it's that deeper shift. It's that supportive space for, like, growing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? Like that, like, wow, like, I know this is who I am, and maybe your current community validates that, and maybe it doesn't. You know, maybe your partner or best friend validates that, or maybe they don't. But we all need somewhere and someone that we can connect with and feel like ourselves with that support us in who they know we are.
Yeah.
And I feel like so much in your life just like just got so much sweeter and easier. And your true like nature and like Kale became who you are, but also like your turning to laughter became who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my husband still doesn't get it. Like, he asked me what I was doing tonight, and I said, I've got a poop call, and because that's what he called these, were my poop calls. So,
can you say that again for everybody? Because you said that.
Yes.
So tell them what your husband.
Yes, my husband refers to any time I'm with Robin, it's a poop call. Actually, any time I do anything that he doesn't get, oh, it must be a poop call. Like, so, yes. Yes, he wanted me to buy a shirt that said I pooped today when we were at the beach once. Yeah, just pre-Robin, pooping was like it wasn't exactly a regular thing for me, but as a result of changing some habits, it is now. And, I mean, I've integrated, you know, whether it's probiotics or kale or, you know, my dinner tonight consisted of a hamburger because we all had hamburgers and avocado and sauerkraut and broccoli. And it wasn't anything crazy. And, you know, my family continued to they ate the bun. I'm just not a big bun person, but I love my bread, but I didn't need it on didn't need a hamburger bun. So I've just been able to kind of modify what I eat and what I want to eat around them, and also introducing, and my daughter is a 15-year-old with, you know, crazy acne issues, but she is very aware. She has one bite of sugar and a candy bar or something like that, and she gets 4 new pimples within 20 minutes. And, you know, so she, through this process, has become very aware of the role food plays in her life. She still will, at times, you know, eat a bag of potato chips because she just wants them, and she knows that she's going to pay for it the next day. But sometimes that's just the sacrifice that she has to make. But so she's making it very purposely, and that's all I can ask for.
That awareness is, I mean, a gift. And same thing here. Like sometimes I'll eat the thing, and I just know. But like, it's okay. What's not okay is the beating yourself up and the letting it be a catalyst for, you know, all like a hailstorm of a negative additional behaviors, right? Like all the other shit. Like that's what's not okay. And that's what I used to do.
The other thing, I guess that, and I've told this to other people, and I talked with, you know, Kaylee or other people that were in Thin From Within with me and that I've, you know, obviously certainly stayed in touch with, is that my bounce back time is much shorter. Mm. You know, I used to, you know, if I would kind of, quote, fall off the wagon and, you know, eat yucky food or something. I mean, my God, I might just continue down that path for 2 to 3 weeks, if not longer. I mean, it might even turn into like a 6 months of just, you know, eating crap. Now it's, you know, shrunk down to like 2 days, if that. You know, it might just be a meal that I'm like, oh my God, I can't do that again. And you bounce back and, you know, forgiveness and moving on. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So happy you're here, Sandy.
Thank you. Is there anything else that anybody wants to share? You know what, this is what I'm thinking. In true Robin form, I'm not really going to answer any questions on this call outside of what sort of organically come up here and what we've been all connecting on, because that's just feeling like we all just need a minute with this information, just kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, this is where I am right now. Just breathing and being with that, allowing yourself to cry if that's what you need to do, allowing yourself to honor that, you know, maybe you're disappointed or you're having feelings of disappointment from not completing your healthiest you, and just allowing my words of, you know, maybe that was a good thing. You know, maybe that was the biggest gift of the program, was you not feeling the way you may have thought you were going to feel at this stage of the game. Because that feeling is what's going to lead you to that next place that you're meant to be. And wow, like how cool is it to be able to just put one foot in front of the other in life and to just continue along that path of being where we're meant to be and becoming who we're meant to be. Like, how freaking good does that feel? So this will actually be an additional benefit for you guys, because I'm just wild card and throwing it in here. I'm packing tomorrow. I'm going to Costa Rica on Saturday, whenever you guys are listening to this. So I'm going to do a Facebook Live tomorrow at some point. We'll also announce this in the email. Like I said, you guys have, if you're listening to this over the weekend or later, you can scroll back and see the, you know, catch the video. That's where I'll answer your questions. So, because a lot of them are just quickie, thinky questions and, you know, not necessarily the deeper emotional work, and I'd love to just stay in this emotional space because I want you to breathe with it to see what else is coming up for you, to see if you're getting a yes for thin from within. And I don't want to cloud that. I want you to be able to just stay there for a minute because, God, we move so freaking fast in life. Guilty is charged as well. And, like, how nice is it when someone gives us permission to just be like, I'm feeling something right now. I'm just going to stay here. I'm just going to put my little hand over my little heart and just breathe, you know. And for me, at the beginning of this call, to just feel what was coming up for me and not say, you know, how much would I have been cheating you guys if I just said, Robin, you've got a Q&A call, you've got questions about kombucha to get to, just do it. If I just muscled my way through that. But instead, I danced, I listened, I let myself be a few minutes late, and I just felt what was coming up for me, and I just shared from that place. And how much better that feels for me, and likely how much more powerful and better and yummier that feels for you guys. So, to let me wrap up a little bit here. Does anybody else, before I wrap up, kind of want to share more about what I've said or on this topic or something that they've been experiencing or just a response to anything that I've said?
I would like to. This is Amanda in Oklahoma.
Hi, Amanda in Oklahoma.
It was actually just this morning. I woke up and was like, I don't understand how I still feel this kind of heaviness. You know, like, my body's doing great. It's amazing. My kitchen looks totally different than it did before this program. My shopping is, you know, totally changed. But I'm still feeling this, like, heaviness. And what you just said just now about, like, I've gone through a lot of really major personal changes in the last 6 months, and I don't know that I've really just let myself recover from it. Like, I'm constantly, like, oh, what am I doing wrong that I'm not feeling lighter yet? You know, and I do feel lighter, and then I'm like, oh, I feel it. Okay, I'm back. But I don't think that I've given myself that time to just sit with my feelings.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's all just take a second and just sit with our feelings. How about that? So if you've been busy or doing something and you're listening to the replay, just go ahead and just hands down and just, I'm not even going to take you through meditation, breathing, nothing. I just want us to sit for a minute, starting now.
I don't want to stop. It feels so good.
My husband's saying my salmon's ready. I guess that's a good reason to stop. So thank you, guys. Thank you for your work in this program. Thank you for just asking amazing questions and sharing and just even if you never said a peep, I could feel you too. And even if you posted every day, you're also awesome. Like, we're just all in this together, and it's been a beautiful ride. And I hope that you will not let your fear get in the way of you saying yes to being in Thin From Within if that feels like the right next step for you. So to secure your spot, like I said, it's a very small, intimate group. Email us at support@yourhealthiestyou.com. We will share the details. Just to review, it is a 4-month program beginning officially in January. You receive 1 one-on-one coaching session per month, 2 video workshops per month, 1 live Q&A per month, and 1 retreat in New York or remotely. It's freaking amazing. It's so freaking amazing. I was scared to keep doing it. How about them apples? So I am committing to that program. I'm committing to myself. I'm committing to you guys. I'm committing to my work. I'm committing to showing up no matter what, because we can't hide anymore. We can't just be okay with things not feeling as good as we want them to. We have to move forward together in a way that feels like a giant yes. Because I know when something's really big, I start to doubt myself. I wake up with the anxiety, and I feel like you guys are right there with me. So I know that that is also my greatest indicator that this is the thing. This is the big, giant next yes. All right, my love. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being present if you've been live. Thank you for, going along with me for the ride. I hope it was okay that we didn't follow the original kind of live Q&A format. But I, like I said, I'm going to do a Facebook Live video tomorrow. And like I said, you'll see that whenever you listen to this call. And I'll go through the questions that we got emailed in, and I'll answer some questions live there as well. And you can post them underneath the video, and I'll come back and answer them. So really, you just ended up with 2 Q&As, and this wasn't even really a Q&A. This was more like, I don't know, a lecture, a workshop, a coaching session, a chat through, a mini retreat, a chance for us to just all hang and, you know, have an opportunity to say yes to something so we don't have to freak out about the new year, new you stuff. You've got that covered now. like November, you've decided this is my New Year's plan. Done. Check it off the list. How freaking amazing does that feel? Like, okay, that's where I'm going to be. I don't need to worry about it. I don't need to stress. I don't need to wake up at night with anxiety. I've already said yes. So thank you again for joining me. You guys are the best. And just also reiterate, like, again, email support at yourhealthiestyou.com. Even though the program officially starts in January, you've got support. The bonus is that we're throwing in December, essentially. So you'll have a one-on-one call for the first 5 people that join us. You'll get an additional one-on-one call. We're going to have an additional group call. Basically, there's a lot of stuff for joining now because, like I said, we wanted to make this a yes, and we wanted this to feel just easy and fun for everybody. Like, we all know what we're doing. We don't need to worry about it. Everything is figure-outable. So again, email support at yourhealthiestyou.com, and we'll be sending lots of follow-up emails, and I will see you guys in the Facebook group. And I love you, and I'm off to eat my salmon and my kale and a little more butternut squash and go horizontal on the couch for a bit with a cup of tea. All right. Bye, guys. Thanks again.